Yes, I have the ID number already. Well, I guess it'd be just a matter of getting the radio program to whatever repeaters are close locally, I guess.
Yeah, correct. All right, so you've done that process. You don't really need to do any more other than program the radio. So there's a little bit to it, more than we can cover on a morning's drive for, you know, 10 or 15 minutes. Yeah, it's difficult, but it's not difficult, put it that way. In other words, it's not just fire up and go. You can fire up and listen if you put it in a mode that's called promiscuous, that allows you to receive anything on DMR, no matter what the criteria is. So you can listen out of the gate. You got to program the radio with your ID number and all of this, and most radios, just giving you a little bit of it for now to wet your lips on the frosting of the cake. You have to program your radio and update the info in it, so when somebody's ID number comes across, it shows their name and location of who, you know, who the DMR subscriber is. So there's a little bit to it, Tim. It's, like I said, more than you can cover in a 10-minute drive.